Next is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 172 through 246, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in December of 1966 in New York.
অনন্ত প্রকাশে কৃষ্ণের নাহি মূর্তি ভেদ আকার বর্ণ অস্ত্র ভেদ নাম বিভেদ সো কৃষ্ণ হ্যাজ ইনিউমারেবল এক্সপ্যানশন সো ফার পোটেন্সি অফ দি লর্ড ইজ কনসার্ন ইন দোজ এক্সপ্যানশন দের ইজ নো ডিফারেন্স অফ পোটেন্সি বাট The different names are due to difference of manifestation. Sometimes the Lord is manifested with two hands, sometimes with four hands, and the four hands, there are different symbolic representations. So, due to these different kinds of manifestation, there are different names. But so far, God's six potential opulences are concerned, they are always present in every form and manifestation. There is no difference. Vaibhav Prakash Krishna Sri Balaram Varnamastra Ved Sav Krishna Samah. Balaram is considered to be the elder brother of Krishna. When Krishna was present, Balaram became his elder brother. When Rama was there, this Balaram represented himself as his younger brother, Lakshman. So, Balaram is the first manifestation of his personal expansion. বৈভা প্রকাশ দৈথে দেবকী তনুজ দিভুর স্বরূপ কভু কভুহান চতুর্ভুজ বৈভব প্রকাশ বৈভব ম্যানিফেস্টেশন দ এক্সাম্পল ইজ গিভন জাস্ট লাইক হোয়েন কৃষ্ণ ওয়াজ বর্ন হি ওয়াজ নট এক্সাক্টলি বর্ন ফ্রম দি ওম্ব অফ হিস মাদার হি অ্যাপিয়ার্ড ফার্স্ট অফ অল উইথ ফোর হ্যান্ডস দেন When the mother prayed, she could know that Krishna has come. She prayed, but became an ordinary child, and at once he became two-handed. And this is called Vaibhav Prakash, manifestation. Jekale Dibhu's naam Vaibhav Prakash. When it's two-handed, it is called Vaibhav Prakash. And when he is four-handed, it is called Prabhav-Vaibhav. Sarupir Gopal Vesh Gop Abhiman Vasudev Khatriya Veshami Khatriya Gyan. In his original personality, sometimes he represents himself as the son of Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd man, and sometimes he represents himself as the son of Vasudev, the Kshatriya king. Aishadja sandarja madhutya vaidagdha vilas dajanda nandaniya odhikullas. Aishadja. The opulence, six kinds of opulence, of which madhutya, relationship with his devotees in conjugal love, that is very much prominent in Vrindavan. Govindir madhur dekhi Vasudeve khok se madhuri asaditi upojaye lok. The beauty of Krishna is fully manifested in Vrindavan. A 16 years boy and playing flute, the beauty was so attractive that even Vasudeva himself became attracted by the beauty. Saivapu bhinna bhase kichu bhinna kar bhavaves kiti bhe tadyatmana. Now that original feature of Lord Krishna, when there is a little difference, that is called tadekātma. Tadekātma rupe vilās aṅśe dvi bhed, vilās aṅśe bhed, vividha bhed. That tadekātma, almost the same, that is also divided into two, saṅśa and vivinnāṅśa. Prabhav vaibhav vede vilās didhākār, vilāse vilās bhed, ananta prakār. Prabhav vilas Vasudev Sankarsan Pradyumna Aniruddha Mukha Charya. Now, the Prabhav manifestation has four. They are called Vasudev, Sankarsan, Aniruddha and Pradyumna. These four names are there. Vaji Gobhav Ramer Pure Khatriya Bhavan Varna Bhed Vivitaya Vilas Kaan. Vaibhav prakashaya prabhav vilase aki mutte balad dev bhav vede vasu. These are all technical terms. It has just gone hearing, but if you want to have them minutely studied, then you have to take a note from this book. Of course it is necessary. But gradually, when you are conversant with the features of Lord, these things will come automatically. Just let us hear how many forms are there, Prabhav, Vilas, and the technical names. Now, this Prabhav, Vilas forms, four-handed, they are also divided into different names according to the different months. Just like your calendar month is called January, February, March, April, May, June, and in India the calendar months are named as Vaishakh, Jaishtha, Ashadh, Shravan, Bhadra, Ashin. Similarly, according to the Vaishnava Sriti, there are the spiritual. These names, calendar months, they are according to the situation of the sun. Similarly, in the spiritual world, the 12 months are named according to the different features of the Lord. They are described here. Chakradi dharan bhede naam bhed sab Vasudev Murti Keshav Narayan Madhav. The Vasudev, according to the symbolic representation of the hands, they are differently named. Vasudev is divided into three, Keshav, Narayan, Madhav. Similarly, Sankarsan is divided into three, Govinda, Vishnu, Sri Madhusudan. Similarly, Pradyumna is divided into three, Tribhikam, Vaman, Sridhar. Similarly, Aniruddha is divided into three, Rishikesh, Padmanabh, Damodar. So all these three into four, 12, they are named in different months. Margashirsha Kesham. Margashirsha means October. In the month of October is now known as Kesha. Then November, not exactly November, October, November. November Kesha. And December Narayan. And then January Madhav. Govinda. Just take 12 names. Govinda. Then Vishnu. Then Madhusudan. Then Trivikram, then Vaman, then Sridhar, then Rishikesh, then Padmanabha, then Damodar. Similarly, we have got Dada Tilak. The same names are there. Lalati Krishamang Dayat. When Dada Tilak are made, these 12 names are remembered. Lalati Krishamang Narayan Mathodari in Narayan on the belly, then Bakkasale, then here, then here, then here, then here. In this way, 12 names there are. In this way, of course, these are very technical. It may be not very interesting, but there are similar names of Krishna. In Vasudev, Shankarsan, and how they are divided, it is an artistic. In a Vasudev name, the four hands, Bhagavad, how you can distinguish, the four hands you will find everywhere. And the symbolic representation in the hand, that lotus flower, class, and the wheel, and concept. Now, according to the different position of these four symbolic representations, the name is different. Just like Vasudev. Vasudev, he takes the club in the first right hand, and then the consul in the second right hand, and then left, the upper left hand wheel, and the lower left hand lotus flower. Similarly, Shankarsan, there is change, different change. Vasudev, Shankarsan, Pradyumna, Niruddha, Kesav, Narayan, Srimadhav, Govinda, Vishnu, Murti, Madhusudan, Srivikram, Srivaman, Sridhar, Rishikesh, Padmanabh, Damodar, Purushottam, Sri Achyut, Sri Achyuta, Achyutananda, Sri Achyut, Sri Nishinga, Sri Janardhan, Sri Hari, Sri Krishna, Adhokhaja, Upendra, Ayasirsa. In this way, there are different names. How many names you can remember? He is unlimited, his names are unlimited, his expenses are unlimited. So, if you want to take details of his names and expenses, they are mentioned in the scriptures, you can have it. But it is very difficult to remember them. But let us understand that his expenses are unlimited, and unlimited expenses have got particular names, and they are mentioned in the scripture. Sarang Bhagavana Lila Purushottam Eidhi Naam Dhare Bhajandananda. Now, Krishna's two particular names are Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Purushottam. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 8th chapter, you understand what is Purushottam. Purus means enjoy. Uttam means the highest. The Paramatma and Purushottam discussions are in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Puri Ravan Rupi Puri Navadeshe Navabriha Navamurti Prakashe. Prakash Vilasare Kailu Viraran Samsher Vede Vesama. Now, the description of Prakash manifestation and Vilas manifestation are described in this way. Now, these plenary portions, how they are named. Sankarsan Matsadi Dui Vetan, Sankarsan Purushavatar Matsadi Avatar. Sankarsan and incarnation. Sankarsan, from Sankarsan, there are three expansions. They are called Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Kirodakshaya Vishnu. From Sankarsan. The Mahavishnu, when the material world is created, the Mahavishnu expansion is there. From Mahavishnu, all these universes are generated. And from Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is expanded. This Garbhodakshaya Vishnu enters into each universe. And then in each universe, from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is expanded. That Kshirodakshaya Vishnu has a planet within this universe, near the pole star. And from that Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, the expansion, Paramatma, is distributed in everyone's heart. Ishara sarva-bhutanam riddhesa arjuna tisthati. That Vishnu Murti is expanded from the Kshirodakshaya Vishnu within this material world. The Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is also within this material universe. And both, all these Vishnu Murti, one Vishnu Murti is a Mahavishnu. Jasaika nishasita kalma thavalamma jivanti lo madlaja jagadannanatha. From Mahavishnu, all these universes are being generated. Nishasita kalma, when the Mahavishnu is lying in the causal ocean and from his breathing, all these universes are being generated. Then they expand. And then Mahavishnu enters in each universe as Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. And Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, these pictures are there, you have seen. And from Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, there is expansion of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. From Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, the Paramatma or the expansion of super soul in every living entity, that is expanded. Then, his incarnation. The incarnation, that is also innumerable. Principally, the incarnations are avatar Hare Krishna Saravidha Prakar. Generally, the incarnations are divided into six divisions. What are they? Purusha-avatar. First, Purusha-avatar. Second, Leela-avatar. Third, Guna-avatar. And fourth, Manantara-avatar. And fifth, Yuga-avatar. And sixth, Satyavesha-avatar. This is very important. This is very important. There are incarnations, six kinds of incarnations. This may be noted. First, Purusha-avatar. Purusha-avatar is Vishnu, three Vishnu. Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. They are called Purusha-avatar. Then Leela-avatar. Leela-avatar, God sometimes manifests himself as incarnation of fish, incarnation of hawk, incarnation of lion. Incarnation of Rama. Rama is also Purusha-avatar. Yeah, I mean, it is a Leela-avatar. Rama. So, Leela-avatar, then Guna-avatar. Guna-avatar is, according to the modes of this material nature, there are three Guna-avatars. The first, himself, Vishnu. The second, Brahma. Brahma is also Guna-avatar. Incarnation of the quality. There are three qualities in the material world. Brahma is the incarnation of the passion, mode of passion. And Vishnu is the incarnation of the mode of goodness. And Shiva, Lord Shiva, is the incarnation of the mode of ignorance. So all these three avatars, although they are different manifestations of God, still, in the scriptures, it is recommended that if anyone wants to get out of this material entanglement, then he has to worship this incarnation in the modes of goodness. Vishnu-avatar. That is, these things are described in the Srimad-Bhagavatam. So one may say that if three of them are incarnation of the Supreme, why particularly to Vishnu? Why not Lord Shiva and why not Brahma? That is described in the Bhagavata. Just like I require fire. So fire, the fire there is, just like wood is produced from the earth and fire is produced from the wood. Similarly, although its production, the source of production is the same, but still I require fire. I cannot have fire from the earth or from the just tree. I have to take the wood here. This example is there. Although the source is one, still, unless I get fire, my purpose is not served. Similarly, this Vishnu and Shiva and Brahma, gross art, the wood is produced like tree, and from tree we take wood, and from wood there is fire. So when we get fire, then we can serve our purpose. Similarly, although these three avatars are there in the material world, we have to take shelter of the Vishnu avatar, goodness. So for spiritual progress, one has to be situated on the modes of goodness first. Therefore, you require to be Brahmin, qualified Brahmin. Then Vaishnava. Brahma janati iti brahmana. Brahmin does not mean caste. Brahmin means one who knows the Supreme Brahma. He is Brahmin. And then, after being Brahmin, then you have to transcend that position and put yourself in the pure goodness. This material goodness is contaminated. Sometimes goodness is affected by ignorance and passion in the material. So when you are transcendental to this material goodness, that stage is called Vasudeva stage. And Vasudeva stage, that means God realization. So there are three incarnation of Gunavatar, then Mannantaravatar. Mannantaravatar means there is 71 yugas. One yuga means about 4,300,000 of years. 4,300,000 of years, that makes a complete yuga. Such 71 yuga is the duration of a manu. That is called manu. And each manu is also an incarnation, mannamana. And such manu takes place, 14 manus, takes place during one day of Brahma. So Mannantara avatar, then Yuga avatar. Yuga avatar, in each Yuga, during that 4,300,000 of years, there are Yuga avatar. The incarnation, they come, they are called Yuga avatar. And then there is Saptavish avatar. Saptavish avatars, they are counted, just like Lord Buddha, Jesus Christ, they are counted among the Saptavish avatars. They are also incarnation. Saptavish avatar, Vasu. In this way, the Supreme Lord manifests. All over the universes, there are innumerable universes, and some of these incarnations are working. Oh, the God's kingdom is not vacant, just like we are thinking that except this earthly planet, all planets are vacant. Somebody is suggesting it is a lump of ashes, and just like they are thinking of this moon planet, a lump of dust. I cannot, of course, think like that. How dust can remain in a lump, and how so much illumination come out from the dust? But they are putting this theory that this moon planet is a lump of dust. So let them do. But from the scripture, we understand that there are innumerable universes And each and every universe is full with innumerable planets, and each planet is full with innumerable living entities, and God's incarnation is working somewhere or other to reclaim these conditions. So, thank you very much.